This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The White House says that it objects to the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump unless the full House votes to start the probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Nixon and Clinton impeachment investigations both began with votes, but this one did not. It's a procedural step Republicans are using as an attack line, figuring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to keep moderate Democrats from having to cast a politically risky vote. President Trump assumes they do have the votes to start the probe, but says it'll backfire.
I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
He's again defending his calls to have Ukraine and China investigate Joe Biden, saying they have nothing to do with the Biden campaign.
We are looking at corruption. We're not looking at politics.
GOP leaders have either stayed quiet or backed the president amid the controversy. Mitt Romney today criticized the calls as wrong and appalling. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's prosecutor general says his office is reviewing all the cases that were closed by his predecessors, including several related to the owner of a gas company where former Vice President Joe Biden's son sat on the board of directors. AP's Zaria Shockley reports.
Ruslan Ryaboshapka's comments came amid an impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump that relates to a call he made to the Ukrainian president asking him to investigate the Democratic presidential candidate and his son's work in Ukraine. Ryaboshapka told reporters in Kiev that prosecutors are auditing all the cases that were closed or dismissed by former prosecutors, including several related to Mykola Shluchevsky, owner of the gas company Burisma, that hired Hunter Biden in 2014. I'm Zaria Shackley.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's embattled